Romaine kicks off here to begin the third quarter. It is Dylan Romaine settling under it at the 9-yard line, far sideline out to the 30, and will get run out of bounds about the 33-yard line. Flags are down, thrown at the 21. So as Albany will bring the offense back on, it is 14-10 Great Danes. Great day for football here in West Long Branch, one of the last two games of the 2011 regular season, with Monmouth home today, home next week against Albany. Let's check the penalty flag. It is offsides on the kickoff against Albany, and then an illegal block on Albany, so the penalties will offset. It should be Albany football at their own 34-yard line.
How was your halftime conversation with our good friend TJ?
Very insightful, as always. Tony has a lot of insight on all things here. Monmouth does a great job with the Asbury Park Press and his popular blog Hawk's Nest on app.com. Always good to check in with Tony every once in a while and get his take on everything. He enjoyed the basketball game last night. The one thing we didn't have time to talk about was the men's soccer action from yesterday. Rob McCord and his bunch of Hawks with a penalty kick win, 4-2 in the PK. So they take a 2-1 over Central Connecticut State to move into the finals on Sunday against Garden State rival Fairleigh Dickinson. That is a game that if you're not making the trip up to Fairfield tomorrow, for those interested in it, you can watch live on NortheastConference.tv starting at 1 o'clock.
A familiar voice will be broadcasting there. It's my partner in today's game, Matt Harmon. And I was thinking about it on the way up to the game today. Between you at soccer, and then I was at basketball last night, and then both at football today, we've literally got the Monmouth athletic scene covered.
Pretty much. We've got it pretty scaled down, for sure.
Do you have that intramural dodgeball game on Monday, or is that me?
I do not have that. That's not on my schedule.
All right, well, I'll take care of Virginia Tech, and we'll find someone for that.
Well, somehow it is Spillane to kick off again, even though the referee said the penalties will offset. Romaine has trouble picking up the football, goes back inside his 5-yard line. Coverage is getting down the field, and Monmouth will be helped here by the re-kick, as it would have been first and 10 for Albany at the 34. Instead, it is first and 10 for Albany at about their own 17-yard line.
Yeah, Monmouth, the beneficiary there. As Matt said, we thought they were going to get the football in the 34-yard line, 35-yard line area. Instead, on the re-kick, the Hawks will get about 18 yards of defensive field position back that they'll have to work with, which hopefully is good. With the way Albany's moving the ball, Matt, about 10 yards of play, nothing has stopped them thus far in the contest.
We'll go through the scoring plays and drives for Albany after this first down play. Going in motion, number 3, Jake Meek. It will be Andrew Smith to get the carry. He'll get good yardage again off the left side out to about the 24-yard line. That'll go as a gain of just about 8 to bring up a 2nd and 2. So I mentioned the big disparity in time of possession and total plays at the half. The big reason in that is Albany's scoring drives, 2 plays, 33 yards, 3 plays, 72 yards, took up less than 2 minutes of the clock. They do lead it 14-10. Andrew Smith getting it, trying to go to his right, stacked up and dropped at the line of scrimmage. Sullivan and Barroso on the tackle. Minute gone by here in the third quarter, and Monmouth forcing Albany into third down and about 4. They would love a stop here and force Albany to punt, which would be the Great Danes' first punt of the afternoon.
In this drive, a key one, Matt. The Hawks defensively have the wind at their back in this quarter, which means they'll have it at their back on offense as well, which means in the fourth quarter, Albany will have it. So Monmouth needs to try to get as many points on the board in the third quarter as they can.
4 wide receivers in the game, 3 near sideline to the left, 1 far side down to the right. Here's a quick pass. Ryan Kirshner will make the catch and have the first down out to the 30-yard line. That goes as a gain of 6. Albany needed about 3.5, and Kirshner, who is off to another good year. He's been really a great story up in Albany. He also a walk-on player for the Great Danes. He 6'2", 185-pound junior. Saw his former high school coach Shane Fallon from Rumson Fairhaven checking into the game today to watch his former player. Here's DeLella trying to throw. This one up for grabs, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Zacharias at midfield to the 45 at the 40. Great job by Monmouth defensively. DeLella threw as he was getting taken down by Upham. The ball deflected. It looked like Hildebrand Jr. deflected it, maybe Gums, and then Zacharias able to get the interception.
Yeah, Jose executing tip drill right there. He was out of position, but he's got enough athleticism to go up at its highest point, tip the football away from the intended receiver, and Jamison ranging over from his defensive formational left cornerback position on the tip drill to make the interception and then get a pretty decent run back, Matt, about 20 yards out of it, setting up the offensive big field position. That's huge right there for Monmouth to cut into this 14-10 Albany lead.
First interception of the year for Zacharias for Monmouth, their 11th of the season. They have the NEC's leader in interceptions in freshman Patrick Gray. Offense comes back on here. First and 10 from the Albany 39-yard line. Here's Hayes barreling his way down to the 30-yard line. 9-yard pickup. Second and one coming up. 12:56 to go in the third quarter. Monmouth looking to answer back and try to get the lead back. They trail it 14-10.
And I'd like Monmouth, Matt, in this quarter, knowing the wind's at their back, to go quicker than maybe they normally would. Try to get as many offensive snaps off in this third quarter as they can, knowing that that fourth quarter has the wind going in their face.
Hayes will go as the single back. Sterling, far side receiver. Pollard in the slot. Pandorf and George, tight end H-back combination. Hayes will get the carry. Off the right side, he'll have the first down to the Monmouth 26-yard line. Mick Lafferty going to check back in here. Pandorf will leave. So four dangerous wide receivers, or I should say pass catchers, into the game here for Monmouth. George and McLafferty, the two tight ends. Pollard and Sterling, the two wide receivers.
And you said pass receivers, but they really are wide receivers, as the Hawks in this formation with these four, Matt, could line them up all as wide receivers.
Tight end receiver to either side for Peterson. First down and 10. Peterson wanting to throw. Throws the deep out for Sterling. He will make the catch and take it down inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. Goes as about an 8-yard gain for Sterling. His fifth catch of the year, fifth catch of the day, rather, 49th on the season.
One of the leaders in the Northeast Conference in pass receptions. Again, this only Neal's first season of college football. He will have 3 years after this season, and he just, again, gets better every single week.
Certainly does. He will set himself as the single wide out to the left, trips to the right. Peterson wants to throw. Zings one outside for Pollard. Albany read the play beautifully. Coming up to make the tackle in the backfield, Kyle Jordan. The play has not worked very well for Monmouth. It's Peterson fakes the ball to Hayes and then kind of slings it out to the outside for Pollard. Monmouth couldn't get the blocks down the field, and it goes as a couple-yard loss. It'll bring up a third down and 5 with 4 minutes gone by here in the third quarter.
So we've seen the Hawks convert third downs pretty efficiently in this game. 7 of 10 in that first half converting at third down, and they've done it at all different distances to go. Here, Matt, they'll have a third and 5.
Roberts near sideline of the right. Pollard slot left. Sterling wide man left. Peterson wants to throw again. Looks for Roberts. Makes the catch of the 16. Makes a move of the 15. Gets down to about the 10-yard line. He will have a first down. It should be first and goal for Monmouth as the ball right at the 10-yard line. And with 10 minutes and 40 seconds to go, good drive here for Monmouth, their first possession of the second half.
It's paramount to get a lead in this third quarter, to not have to play from behind in that fourth quarter, and the Hawks doing what they need to now to ensure that, again, trailing 14-10, but moving.
Sterling this time going as the wide receiver to the left. Pollard will go slot to the left. George tight end right, along with Pandorf as the H-back. Pandorf in motion. Hayes will get the carry, changes directions, goes to his left, takes it down inside the 5 for a 5-yard pickup to bring up now a second and goal.
Nice little zone read look there from Craig Peterson. Give the illusion that he's going to run and then have Hayes get it full speed going up the middle, able to pick up about 5 yards. So now it's second and goal from the 5-yard line. We'll see what the coaches elect to do. This is a weird down and distance because if you run it, you'll probably set up a third and goal. Maybe you try the fade route to Neal Sterling here.
Sterling will go wide receiver to the left. Pollard in the slot that way. George tight end back to the right. Peterson puts the mouthpiece in with the play clock down to 5. Hayes will get it off the left side. Hayes barreling his way down towards the goal line. And he is in. Touchdown, Monmouth. Julian Hayes was stacked up at about the 2 and would not be denied. Hayes scoring his 14th rushing touchdown of the season.
I'll tell you, if you could say one thing for Julian Hayes, he has a nose for the end zone, a very tough runner. When he gets it near the goal line, he knows how to punch it in. That's how you explain a freshman, folks, with 14 rushing touchdowns, far and away the most on the team, among the leaders, not only on the team, but in FCS football.
Spillane for the extra point to make it 17-14. Good snap, good hole, kick is up, and it is good. Monmouth, 17, Albany, 14. 9:27 to go here in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Hawks Radio Network.
There's one place for great football. That's with the Hawks. And there's one place for the best quality deli products. Your place. ShopRite. The star of the pregame show is always Black Bear premium quality deli products, available exclusively at ShopRite. You'll never find any MSG in Black Bear deli products. For lunch bags, game day, or any time, choose premium quality Black Bear deli. Visit ShopRite's Appy department and let us create fabulous Black Bear deli platters for your next gathering. One place. Your place. ShopRite. And go Hawks.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
So Julian Hayes getting his 14th rushing touchdown of the year, and as Eddie told you, among the leaders in the Northeast Conference going into play today, he was the third leading scorer with his 13 touchdowns. Jordan Brown, the standout from Bryan, had 19. Kyle Harbridge, the great tailback from St. Francis, PA, had 15. That all before this week. So Hayes tacks on one more to get to 14. I mean, if he is not the NAC Rookie of the Year on the offensive side of the ball, I don't know who is.
That's a great point. Julian's had a really great season. I'll tell you who might be. Neil Sterling.
Neil Sterling. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be one guy or the other for Monmouth. Here is Dylan Romaine on the kickoff, and he's able to get that football going forward. Hard to think, though. You know, he is eligible for it. Sterling in his second year here, but he redshirted a year ago, so he is really a rookie in college football. I mean, to think that that is the future of Monmouth on the offensive side of the ball. Hayes running, Sterling along with Pollard, Roberts, George, McLafferty. Tony and I started to talk about it a little bit, not mailing in the rest of the year, but looking ahead a little bit to next season. They are bringing back a ton of weapons.
Yeah, a lot of players come back. Really, the key player that Monmouth will miss off the top of the head is Jose Gums defensively. A lot of the offense comes back.
DeLella looking to throw. Here's Albany making a catch down the field. That one hauled in by Nick Hutchardson, the third wide receiver. He's good enough to get 11 yards here and a first down. Out to the Monmouth 48. So, again, these yards for Albany continuing in chunks. They are averaging about 10 yards per play on the day, which is staggering.
Yeah, Monmouth defense needs to make some adjustment and make Albany put drives together. Don't allow the big play. Make them try to string together a couple of first downs and try to get them at a down and distance that's more beneficial to them.
Five-man front for Monmouth. Here is the give for Romaine. Takes a hard shot from Gums, who comes up to make the tackle. Was about 5 yards down the field into Monmouth territory at the 47-yard line.
That's a little more like it for Monmouth defensively. Jose Gums, one of his patented big hits in the run game. Poor Dylan Romaine saying, why are you picking on me? I just got in the game.
Romaine stays as the halfback to the right of DeLella. Two wide receivers go to the top side. DeLella wants to throw. We'll flip it outside. Kirshner will make the catch. Have a first down. Spin forward. And take it down to the Monmouth 36-yard line. That goes as an 11-yard gain with 8:19 to go in the third quarter. Monmouth 17, Albany 14.
How about this stat, Matt? The quarterbacks have thrown for, before that pass, 160 for DeLella, 161 yards for Peterson. DeLella's doing it on 13 less completions. It's that Albany offense churning out huge chunks of yards.
Kirshner slot left, King wide man left. Here's a little draw play up the middle for Romaine. He will take it down shy of the 30-yard line. A gain of just about 6 yards to bring up a second and four. Bad when you say a 6-yard gain is a good play, but it's under the yards per play average that Albany has had so far today.
Yeah, Albany's got 30 less yards than Monmouth on 25 fewer plays.
Here comes a blitz from Monmouth. DeLella hangs in the pocket and can't connect with Cole King. Would have been a first down had he caught it. It sets up a third down here and four, and you would think maybe four down territory. Herb Glass, pretty good kicker for Albany. He has a long of 48, so they're right at the edge of his range, but maybe four down territory, he would be kicking into the wind.
right, the Albany Great Danes going into the win here in the third quarter, so now halfway through this third quarter.
Three wide. Here's the give for Romaine. Not going to get the first down. Stopped after a one-yard pickup at the 29-yard line. Dan Sullivan on the tackle. And now on fourth down and just about four after a pretty small gain, Albany looks as if they are going to go for it.
Yeah, no sign of a specialist unit or the punter being sent onto the field. So fourth and four, interesting down and distance here. Albany will be in the gun, Matt, but run and pass still on the table.
Two receivers out to the right, one back to the left. Delella will throw. Mild pressure, flares it outside. That catch is made, pulled in by Hutchardson in front of Colin Cooper. Tough assignment for Cooper to cover Hutchardson at 5'9", 175 pounds. Pretty speedy little slot receiver.
Yeah, and the Monmouth defense needs to recognize that. On that fourth and four, it's a huge play. You cannot have your freshman outside linebacker guarding the slot receiver for Albany. You need to somehow get an extra defensive back, switch the assignment around, and get a more favorable matchup on the perimeter, because you can't ask Colin Cooper to guard Hutchardson, who's 5'9", 175 pounds, and a lot faster than he is.
Quick timeout by the referee taken on the field, but now we'll get back at it with a first down and 10 for Albany. They're trying to set the play clock back with 6:41 to go in the third quarter, and now the clock is moving. With the snap, it is Romaine stretching it out to the right side. Romaine with good speed down the far sideline will take it to about the 5-yard line. They'll mark him actually at the 6. That goes as a 16-yard pickup, and Albany once again knocking on the door.
Albany picking up those large chunks. That one on first down after converting it fourth down. So now the Great Danes having it, Matt, first and goal, right at around the 6-yard line.
Delella will hand off again here to Romaine, running into the middle of the line. Brought down after a 1-yard pickup. Host of dark blue jerseys getting off the bottom of the pile. Dorian Evans, Pat O'Hara among those. If you've been to a Monmouth game this year, you've noticed blue and blue, blue pants and blue jerseys. Monmouth going back to the old ways, the blue jerseys and the white pants today. Trying to snap the superstition of losing at home, I bet. Here is Delella. Little option play off the right side. Dropped in the backfield. Taken down by Sullivan. It'll set up a third down and goal from outside the 5.
Well, if the Hawks aren't able to get this win today, Matt, did you try white and white at home next week?
We might go back to the old royal blue uniforms.
The throwbacks? Not a bad idea.
Retro day. Third down here and goal from the 6. Hutchardson in motion. Delella, shotgun formation. Stops, throws towards the end zone. Deflected up once, deflected down twice. Incomplete, and it will bring up fourth down and goal. Was partially tipped at the line and then deflected away by Hildebrand Jr. in the end zone. The intended receiver was King. And on now will come Herb Glass to tie this one up at 17.
So as many yards as the Hawks have allowed, Matt, they've kind of bend but not break defensively, with the goal line stand here holding Albany to a field goal attempt.
24-yard kick for Glass. High snap, good hold. Kick is up, certainly has the distance, and it is good. 5:12 to go in the third quarter. Albany with three more on the board has tied this one at 17. We're back from West Long Branch after this 30-second timeout. You're listening from Nelligan Sports to Monmouth Football on the Hawks Radio Network.
Looking for a hotel near Monmouth University? The DoubleTree by Hilton, Tinton Falls, and the Holiday Inn Express West Long Branch are just a few minutes away and are proud to be recommended by Monmouth U. For a full-service hotel, restaurant, and banquet hall, check out the DoubleTree Tinton Falls, winner of the 2011 TripAdvisor Certificate of Excellence and the 2011 Wedding Wire Bride's Choice Award. For superior service at a great value, check into the Holiday Inn Express West Long Branch, offering free hot breakfast every day. As for the special Monmouth U rates, go Hawks!
Follow Hawks football all season long on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Today's broadcast brought to you in part by our friends of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child. We appreciate the NJEA sponsorship of Monmouth University football on the Shore Sports Network.
First field goal of the day for Albany has tied it at 17. So 34 points up on the board between the two sides. 17 for Monmouth, 17 for Albany. 5:12 to go here in the third quarter. Monmouth set to get the football back here again, as Herb Glass will kick it off from the right hash mark of the 30-yard line. Back deep, Mitchell Pollard and Eric Sumlin. This one in the direction of Pollard, who will field at the 5-yard line. On the far sideline, coming across the field, now to the near hash mark, in trouble, and will get dropped inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. Say this, never been a fan of it. The ball is kicked all the way to one side. Just take it up the sideline and get whatever you can, even if the return is set up one way, probably easier said than done, because you don't want to have nobody blocking for you on that side. But that's a long way to go to get 4 yards.
Well, I agree with you. You run 20 yards to pick up four. It is more, and you said it's easier said than done, but there's a way, you know, if the ball's on this half, if this returner gets it, this is the return. If this guy gets it on the other side of the hash mark, then this is the return. And, you know, you hate to see that, because all that running really goes for naught.
Monmouth coming back on offensively here. Trips to the left, tight end back to the right. Hayes staying in as the back with 5:03 to go in the third quarter. Peterson rushing off to the left side. Flips one out for Roberts, who will take it to about the 14-yard line. Goes a 5-yard pickup. That was an interesting-looking play.
What, do you mean the chest pass from Craig Peterson?
I'd like to say it was an option, but it really wasn't. It was Peterson, I think, kind of figured out he couldn't do anything with it and saw Roberts out there, so he got it to him.
I don't think it was an option as much as it was this. Here, you take it.
Yeah, you take it. I don't want it anymore.
Right, because that's what it looked like. The Hawks able to get positive yards, though. Matt, pickup of about 4.
Second down and 6. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Peterson looks over the defense. Here comes pressure. Flares it outside. Sterling will make the catch. Forward progress will get him to about the 17. It'll go as a 3-yard gain to set up third down and 3. And for Sterling, that is his 6th catch of the day, and he is up now to 50 on the year. He came in as the NEC's 2nd leading receiver and continues to have just a monster year.
Kind of the year that we all hoped he would have, knowing that he was capable of doing it, always good to see that he can. But now with the other receivers, we knew Pollard was good, but the formation or the development of Roberts, as soon as Lamar Davenport gets healthy again, it really helped his team out.
All 3 into the game here, Pollard, Roberts, and Sterling. Peterson wants to throw. We'll use the tight end, McLafferty, who makes another tough catch over the middle, sliding down. He will get it to the 26-yard line, 9-yard pickup, and you throw in McLafferty and George. I mean, there's weapons galore for Monmouth offensively.
And we know Coach Callahan does like a balanced offense. He does like to feature both the run and the pass. And now with Julian Hayes, this team is built to run. But, Matt, this team can really air it out with the best of them in the NEC, with how dangerous they are on the outside at the skill positions.
Problems today have been on the other side of the football defensively, as Albany chewing up some big plays. First and 10 here for the Hawk offense with just about 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Hayes up the middle. We'll get it to the 29-yard line, gain 3, and bring up a 2nd and 7. Remind you that next week we are back on the air right at 12 o'clock for the season finale, unless things turn around with Duquesne and Sacred Heart. At last check, Duquesne was starting to distance themselves in that game. Wagner in the regular season finale, as the Hawks and the Seahawks renew their longtime rivalry. No love lost between those two sides on the gridiron. Second down here and 7 for Monmouth with 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Tied at 17. Peterson looking comfortable. Batted down as he stepped in to throw it. I think wanted Pollard sitting down in the zone. It was deflected down by Gallo, and it brings up a 3rd and 7.
The first time we've seen really either defensive line bother the opposing quarterback all action in this game. We've seen DeLella with clean pockets. We've seen Peterson able to step up and throw. So that time Gallo getting the hands up, knocking down the Peterson pass. 3rd and 7 for this Monmouth offense. Matt, the Hawks 8 of 11 converting at third downs in this game. We'll see if they can continue their hot play.
Long down and distance here, 3rd and 7 from their own 29-yard line. Peterson with 4 wide receivers in the game. Under pressure here, will flare to the outside. Pollard has it deflected away. Exanius with the defensive play from his corner spot. And it will bring up a fourth down, and Ryan Moore will have to come on and punt the football away.
Yeah, that time Peterson locked in on Mitchell Pollard. He did not go through his progressions and find another wide receiver. He stared at those two eights the entire time, and Albany was all over it, and Xanthus able to knock it away and force this punt for Moore, who does have the wind at his back.
Back deep, Ryan Kirshner. As Moore looking to uncork a good one here. Mild pressure. Moore will hang one up in the air here. Great hang time. Kirshner will call for a fair catch and make it at about his own 32, maybe the 33-yard line. Referee will put it down at the 32, where it is first down and 10 for Albany with 2:16 to go in the third quarter, all tied at 17.
We'd like to remind all fans that today's game is Military Appreciation Day against Albany, presented by CACI. Monmouth Athletics welcomes all servicemen and women and would like to thank them for the wonderful job they do in keeping our country safe. CACI has been busy all game providing our heroes with complimentary free food and beverage. CACI, ever vigilant. Visit them online at CACI.com.
Delello back on with the Albany offense. Little counterplay to the inside. It will go to Omar Osborne, the third tailback, to carry the football today. And Osborne will work forward for about six, bring up a second and four at the two-minute mark here in quarter number three. 17-17 is our score. Kirshner this time will go slot receiver to the left. His partner Cole King is the wide man. Tight end wing set back to the right side of the formation. Here is Andrew Smith into the game, busting into the open field at midfield. Now a foot race to the far sideline. At the 25, the 20, nobody going to catch him. Touchdown, Albany. The big plays for the Great Danes continue. And the defensive struggles for Monmouth continue.
At 62 yards for Andrew Smith, all the way to the end zone. He got by the first line of defense, Matt, and then he just outran everybody to the end zone. Albany continues to just pick up huge chunks of yards against this MU defense as now the Great Danes will take the lead. And if they have the lead going into the fourth quarter, it'll be very difficult for Monmouth to beat them with the win in their face.
Herb Glass on for the extra point. High snap, good hold, kick is up, and it is good. So just like that, Albany able to get the lead back 24-17. 1:36 to go in the third quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that from Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Monmouth Football on the Hawks Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bobby Cicilli, General Manager of Galaxy Toyota in Eatontown, New Jersey, and proud sponsor of the Monmouth Hawks. Here to remind everyone, at Galaxy Toyota, you will receive $2,000 over book value for your trade when purchasing any new or pre-owned vehicle. In addition, receive a navigation system with every purchase. So come visit us on Route 36 in Eatontown, New Jersey. Call 1-800-SHOP-SMART or visit us on the web at galaxytoyota.net. Galaxy Toyota, are you ready?
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks, a Nelligan sports production on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network.
Buffalo Wild Wings, the spot for the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., as well as all of the college and NFL games this fall. Located in the Monmouth Mall in Eatontown, Buffalo Wild Wings combining great food and a great atmosphere for football and more. MU students, check out Wednesday night. It is college night, complete with specials and a DJ all evening. Stop by, give them a call, check them out, 732-542-9464. 68-yard touchdown run for Andrew Smith, who I was going to say before that, we hadn't seen him at all because it's been Romaine and Osborne, the only guys to carry it. Comes in, gets one carry in the quarter, and takes it for a 68-yard touchdown run. Another quick scoring drive for Albany, who leads it 24-17 with a minute 36 to go in the third quarter.
As the ball blows off the tee here, we'll get another whistle. And you're right, Matt, is we saw Smith in that first half really carry it four or five times in a row, and that was it. It's been a lot of Delella and a lot of balanced running for Albany, using a lot of different ball carriers as we get a look here. And again, the quick drive has been what killed Monmouth today. And if you look at the last one, that is textbook.
Two plays, 68 yards, 40 seconds.
Monmouth held the ball for 13 more minutes than Albany in this game, and yet they trail.
Kickoff from Glass. It is Pollard again from the far side. Check it. Sumlin has it this time out to the 25 to the 30, and he will get a run out of bounds right at the 30-yard line. So of the three touchdowns for Albany, two plays, 33 yards, 30 seconds. 3 plays, 72 yards, a minute 4, 2 plays, 68 yards, 40 seconds. Add it all up. I mean, it's like less than 2.5 minutes they scored 3 touchdowns. That just can't happen.
Monmouth has run 18 more plays than Albany and gained 80 less yards. These are staggering numbers. The Hawks, 9 of 13 on third down, almost 29 minutes of possession. And yet Albany is winning. And not only that, they're having a lot better of the offensive go of it. They are averaging, Matt, about 8.5 yards every time they run a play.
Monmouth still within a score, however, 24-17 with a lot of football left to be played. Minute 29 to go in the third quarter. Roberts in motion. Here's the give to Hayes up the middle. And Hayes will take it down to the 35-yard line. A gain of about 5 to bring up a 2nd and 5 coming up. It has been that kind of back-and-forth game. So it's time here for Monmouth to put together one of those long drives to tie it up. And then it starts to become anyone's game in the fourth quarter.
As long as you can get to the fourth quarter, one score, obviously you'll have a chance to win. It'll be harder for Monmouth in that final quarter. With the wind, which appears to be dying down, will be at their face, but still a factor. And as the afternoon wears on, that wind could pick up.
Sterling and Roberts split the field. Pollard is the third wide receiver. Slot off to the right. Hayes gets the carry here. Dropped in the backfield. Quick interior pressure and the tackle made by number 56, Mark Wargo, the senior from East Windsor, New York. Sets up a 3rd and 6 here with the clock winding down. Monmouth will have to snap it at least one more time here in the third quarter. Starts to put a lot of pressure on your offense, however, when they feel like they almost need to score every time they come out of the field, like they did a week ago. 4 wide into the game, 2 left, 2 right. Here's Peterson with time. Steps up, throws, has Sterling, makes the catch on the 45-yard line, ridden down to the 48 by Ciccarello. But Sterling, who rightfully so pounds the chest as he gets up, makes another big reception, 14-yard hookup, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter.